Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, fellow Christians? I'm fairly upset today. I'm letting things get to me. I gotta watch out. I'd like to talk to you about an interesting term. I'd like to talk to you about cussing, swearing, using cuss words. Lately, getting back to when I was originally reborn, and I could pinpoint it. It was so miraculous. It was such a change. It was literally like walking into a new world, and certain things got taken away from me, supernaturally taken away from me, and one of them was a foul mouth. I was in a trucking business. I was involved in sports. You hang around docks long enough. You hang around locker rooms long enough. Let's face it. Cussing's a way of life. I get it. I'm not saying I totally joined that way of life, but hey, it was there. But it's totally delivered from it. And lately, I find myself wanting to cuss again. I don't verbalize it, but it's in my head. So I asked the Lord, what is going on? What's going on within me? Yeah, cussing. Well, you know, to a degree, after meditating on it, cussing is something where your emotions get so strong that versus taking your fist and punching it through a wall, you let out a cuss word. Or rather than grabbing somebody by the neck and knocking them out, you use a cuss word. So cuss words are something, when they're used out of anger, I'm referring to, there's something that puts you in a different realm without physically letting your emotions control you. So the Lord was starting to minister to me. He says, Jim, you're not crazy looking into cuss words. And the Holy Spirit started working with me. Well, what am I letting happen to me? I'm letting my emotions get the best of me lately. I see that 11 million people have crossed the border. And they are uninvited. You know, when you go into the Old Testament, it says, be kind to the stranger that comes into your land. If you actually look at the word stranger, it's a guest. Be kind to a guest that comes into your land. It's not referred to as an invader. It's not referred to as an uninvited guest. No, it's a different term. We are systematically being destroyed as a country from within. We've had 11 million uninvited guests, uninvited, to our dinner table in the last 3 years. And even in the form of food, the average human being eats 2 pounds of food a day. That's 22 million more pounds of food a day. You know, 600 million more pounds of food a month. Close to 8 billion pounds of food a year that have to be manufactured, grown, packed, shipped, what have you. And basically all given away free, which causes inflation to go up and causes the average American, to suffer because of uninvited guests that it appear have been weaponized to come in here to destroy the country. I can see poor families on their bellies crawling, but I'm seeing backwards hats, knapsacks, cell phones, and overweight individuals coming up here. You might say, well, they're trying to seek a new life, a better life. Well, where does that end? What if I want to seek a better life? Do I go into a better neighborhood and walk into the guy's house and say, hey, you got a better car, a bigger house, and a better looking wife than me. I'm taking them all over. So move out. You're sharing them with me. Absolute garbage. Anyway, these are the things that are vexing me. I read about Haiti. 80% of their capital has been taken over by gangs. And cannibalism has gone wild. They are literally demon-possessed and literally eating one another. You know, and I'm sick of all the lies. Columbus, oh, the poor Indians, when he went to the Caribbean, the poor Indians. The Indians were innocent, and the white man showed up and killed them all. No. If you study history, for Pete's sake, Columbus went to the Caribbean, and the word Caribbean actually means cannibal. He couldn't believe how uncivilized the people were, and they were actually killing themselves and eating themselves. So maybe that's a particular demon in that area, and it's coming over to this country. So there we go. There we go with my cuss words that want to fly out. Now, I know I've been saved. I know I've been reborn, but it's not to be a spaghetti spine. It's to show me what evil is. And evil lives inside people. We're told in the Thessalonians, Paul said, listen, deliver me from unreasonable people because not all people are of the faith. No. The English people, the Brits, colonized all of India. They colonized all of Africa. Sure, there were bad things about it, but they taught the people Christianity. They spread the word of God. They spread truth. Even you read about Columbus, he was a Christian, and he spread the truth to these people, but he had to kill them because they were killing his soldiers and eating them. Gang, we live in a nasty world, and it's right around the corner here. Right around the corner. There's only civility because of two things. An evil religion can have civility, but that evil religion says either you worship my God or I chop your head off. So that whole religion is based on one thing. It's called fear. And it's not the fear of God. It's the fear of man. But when you become a true Christian, you do get vexed. You do get angry. And I got to watch it. Personal testimony. Because even with cussing, I got to watch it. Because what's happening in this world, what's happening in our country, what's happening in my community, and what tends to periodically can happen in your family, as a Christian, can make you want to lose it. And we got to watch out because, quote unquote, losing it means losing your temperance, losing your joy, losing your meekness. And when you see what's going on, and you see the evils, and you especially ignorance, you see even Zionism sneaking in all the Christian churches. I just want to tell you, fellow Christian, we don't care about building a third temple. You are the temple. Jesus Christ now lives within you. Jesus Christ told the woman at the well that the word of God does not come by observation. It's not over here or over there. The kingdom of God is within you. I don't care about red heifers. Oh, the red heifers coming to be sacrificed. That's blasphemy. The sacrifice once and for all was made on the cross. There's no other sacrifice. Now it's up to you to sacrifice your flesh daily by choosing good over evil when the Holy Spirit convicts you. It's sneaking in. The Jews need Jesus. The Zionists need Jesus. And if we were to go over to Israel, it's one of the most Jesus-hating places in the world. Yes, they want your money. They want your visitations. But the average Jew hates Jesus. They need the veil to be taken away. That's why we're told to pray for them. We're told to just pray for Jerusalem. But the only peace is Jesus. But if you try to administer Jesus in Israel, you'll get either jailed or killed. You will. I think even Messianic Jews are only 1% of the population. So that's another thing, just really getting me upset. Because I know when I came to the Lord, I know the gift of the Holy Spirit. I've met Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the true Jew. You are the true Jew. When your heart is circumcised, it has nothing to do with geography. It has nothing to do with physical dates. Matter of fact, even in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, God said, I'm sick of your full moons. I'm sick of your holidays. I'm sick of all of it. What I want is a broken and contrite heart. That's what I want. A broken and contrite heart. A humbled heart that says, I am nothing, and God, you are everything. And the minute I think I have any good in me, I have fallen backwards, and somewhere there's an idol in me. Getting back to cussing. So I don't want to cuss, and I don't even want to think of cussing, because now I'm getting convicted of that, because it's telling me my emotions are starting to get out of control. Put them in check. Put them in check. Even though things have so escalated, the transgenderism. Gang, it's absolute perversion. It's disgusting. It's sick. The whole package. It's all reprobate. The whole package. I don't even have to hear how evil it is. You know, if all I listen to is how evil things are, eventually it'll become soft. I got to watch out what I hear. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to discuss it. I'm not in that world. Keep me out of it. It's on the gate to hell. It's on the path to hell. I don't want in. There can't be a gray area on some of this stuff, gang. There's no gray area. That's why the Lord says, either be hot or cold, either way, I'm spitting you out. And we're in the Christian religion, I believe, is starting to fall into the gray area with the spaghetti spine attitude. And I'm not talking legalism. I'm talking about just doing what's right and standing up for what's right and taking on the mind of the founding Christians that were willing to go into the lion's den versus getting away from the truth. And it might come to that, gang. It might come to that. They're starting to call us Christian nationalists. For Pete's sake, what's wrong with being a Christian nationalist? Number one, it means you're a follower of Christ that's fortunate to be in the country that you're in. They're calling it evil. Well, that's the country we're in, gang. Hold fast, keep your spiritual seatbelt on, control your emotions, keep things in check. We're all in this together. And the Lord warned me, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. So even when everything looks totally upside down, guess what? It is upside down, and it is sick, and it is reprobate, and it is crazy. But if I continue to keep my eyes on that, I'll just live in a world of vexation. And that isn't good to be around. I have to keep my eyes on things above. So now I live in a world of hope. I need hope. In the book of Romans, it's not only you're saved by grace, but it also says you're saved by hope. But hope means it's not in front of you right now. It's coming in the future. So gang, we have heaven. Regardless, you are going to be a stranger and a pilgrim in this world. Accept it. Praise Jesus. God bless you. Walk the walk of faith. Stay strong. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.